All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray. It's The Usual Suspects on a Thursday. Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio today. Tomorrow we are going to be part of the festivities at the listener Christmas party. If you missed any of the information and are just tuning in, the festivities get going at 7 a.m. at Klein's Fine Jewelers tomorrow morning with The Bench. They will take you all the way through John and Raheel with Dell, then Charlie and The Usual Suspects. And the Blitz will all be at Nick's place off of Rocky Ridge in Westheimer from 11 until 7. We are looking forward to those festivities as well as the rest of the spirited show today, as we've covered a lot of ground, had some fun along the way, and even got a little deeper on some pretty serious topics, but good show.
Yeah, let's do a giveaway real quick. You want to give away some tickets to WWE Raw? I got two tickets to give away. WWE brings the Elimination Chamber to Houston for the first time ever. What? Win a pair of tickets to see the men's and women's Elimination Chamber match. WWE champion Daniel Bryan, Raw women's champion Ronda Rousey, SmackDown women's champ Becky Lynch, and a whole lot more happening Sunday, February 17th at the Toyota Center. You can get tickets online right now. They start at just $25. Go to HoustonToyotaCenter.com to get those tickets if you don't win. But right now, who's the intern today?
Radu.
It's Radu. Oh, right now, let's do caller number 9,000. Caller number 9,000. All right, caller number 9. That's fine. Caller number 9, you win two tickets to WWE Raw on February 17th. Good luck.
I'm going to watch the switch.
713-780-3776. I forgot to give the number out. 713-780-3776. My bad.
I'm going to watch the switchboard because inevitably someone is going to keep calling
until they're 9,000.
And go, yeah, Barry said 9,000.
Am I number 9,000?
So sometime around midnight tonight, whoever's on the overnight producer list, you think better be ready to give away some Raw tickets.
Yeah, it's going to be like March. It's going to take that long. So I looked and I found one article that talks about the Super Bowl and whether performers get paid, don't get paid, or do they have to pay. And apparently the NFL policy says the NFL does not pay an appearance fee, though it does cover all the expenses for the band and its often ample entourage of several dozen stagehands, family, and friends. So everything is covered by the NFL. And Nick, you read somewhere that it cost them like $10 million for a show?
Yeah, according to the website that I saw, it's somewhere in the ballpark of $10 million for each halftime show.
Now, there was a point where they were thinking of, or I think telling artists that they were going to have to pay to perform at the Super Bowl.
I had heard something about that.
And when they got Katy Perry, they had suggested that she was going to pay, and she was basically like, I'm not paying. I'll perform for free, but I'm not paying. So not only are they not getting paid, the Super Bowl was asking folks to pay, which is ridiculous. So
I'm curious about how much the NFL grosses from Super Bowl.
That would be,
there you go. Super Bowl-generated ad revenue is at $414 million to the network that gets the rights. So you already know that the rights are well above that. Just the revenue from the game, $414
million. Wow.
So that $10 million for halftime, piece of cake.
Yeah, 114 million people were watching the halftime show in the 2015 Super Bowl. So that was 2 years ago or 3 years ago. So I would imagine the price continues to go up. And I don't know if the viewership continues to go up. I know sometimes there's been a step back in ratings, but I don't know if people look forward to the commercials as much as they used to, you know, because of the advent of Facebook and YouTube and how commercials are being played randomly in the middle of videos. So,
and I do know that you'll see a spike in sales if you perform at the halftime show.
Yep.
So maybe that's where they're like, well, you know, if you're, then they, how was it? Somebody's album. Oh, it was Missy Elliott. I think when she performed, because she did a Super Bowl, correct?
I think she did.
And when she came out and was doing all of her old hits, they said that her album sales significantly spiked because it kind of had reintroduced the song to a lot of people that had, I guess, forgotten about it or the songs, but also reintroduced it to a bunch of younger kids and folks and sales spiked from that as well. So
that was actually the 2015 one.
Was it?
And she performed with Katy Perry. So
yeah, so there you go.
Ready for this one?
Uh-huh.
Super Bowl is now the most valuable sporting event brand in the world, and Super Bowl 50 generated over $620 million in revenue.
That's it?
The previous record from revenue from any one-day sporting event was the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, which generated $600 mil.
Good Lord. That's crazy.
That's big business.
Where did Pacquiao fall down? There's no way he's getting that kind of... Well, actually, that all those people that were watching that fight was because of Mayweather, really. It wasn't because of Pac-Man. So.
No, it was both.
Because people wanted to see that fight, right?
Right.
That's true.
It was like when everybody wanted the George St. Pierre versus Anderson Silva fight.
Yeah.
I mean, some people are big fans of both. I mean, of one. So everyone's going to tune in just to see. Even casual fans will be like, okay, yeah, I'd want to see that. Yeah. And I think that was the thing. Like, when they fought, I was out of boxing. I didn't want to watch it anymore, but I wanted to watch that fight because I knew who those two were. And that was something you wanted to see.
Yeah, because Manny Pacquiao, I think he's fighting in a month, and I don't think anybody's really talking about it that much.
So I would assume Maroon 5's got a new album coming out.
He's had that songs.
Because they said Coldplay, the reason why they agreed to the terms of the NFL for Super Bowl 50 was the halftime is watched by between 118.5 and 120 million people.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just ready to announce their new tour dates in 2016 prior to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So once they did the halftime show, the tour dates sold out and blew up.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
The benefit is if, like, when Timberlake had an album coming out, and because I think it was that whatever album he was releasing. Plus, he had the shoes that were dropping, so he had a reason to do it. So they usually do. I think when Beyonce did it, she had an album coming out. So,
and how about this? How about if you're just like a special teams player on the Super Bowl champ?
Uh-huh.
You know how much you get?
How much?
If you win it?
How much?
$102,000.
Damn.
Winning team players get $102,000.
Not even playing.
Losing team players, $51,000.
That pays to be
for
a loser.
Some of those guys, that's like almost a third of their salary.
Yeah, the minimum isn't that much.
It's a couple hundred thousand. So that's
good for them.
Man, that's big time dollars. That tells you how much money's being thrown around out there.
No doubt.
So that's crazy.
Have you seen, this might be a touchy subject for you. I don't know. But have you seen this video that PETA has put out?
I have.
It's got a split screen of two couples having sex.
Mm-hmm.
On one side.
Look at Nick's head pop up. Hey, didn't hear it, but I want to hear it now.
On one side, it's a meat eater. The dude eats meat. And on the other side, the dude is a vegan. And on the guy that enjoys a nice steak, he lasts for like 20 seconds, and then he gets thrown out.
He falls short of expectation.
And they're like, and then the vegan is just going to town for the entire length of the commercial. And the point is, if you eat meat, you don't last as long in bed. That was
what
they're saying.
Your endurance, your cardio.
Yeah, they're saying become a vegan just so you'll last longer. In the bedroom and when you're during sex. Look, one, I love steak. Two, I'm going to get mine. You got to get yours. I'm not in this for the long haul. I'm married. Like, I'm not switching up my diet.
I'm not doing that either. No. I don't know why they even, who thought of this
that
idea?
That was my bigger thing was with all the different angles you could take and all the different ways you could make another statement as PETA, this is the way you choose. And is anybody going to take it seriously and go exactly what you said? Well, God, I mean, I've been looking at this. I better stop eating steak because I'm going to last longer with the ladies. Shut the hell up.
Let me tell you, you are not converting one single married man to be a vegan with that commercial. Maybe a single dude
I don't think so. I don't think any single guy is going to go, yeah, me and the fellas, we're going to go out for steak. I better grab a salad so I can last longer. I got a chance to get some tonight. Stop it.
Like, Holly sent me that video. Ashton just sent it to me. And I told him that. He's like, yeah, exactly. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. That's exactly right, Ashton.
Yeah, absolutely right.
PETA does some weird stuff.
Their passion is unbelievable. I mean, I think the president makes like $30,000. Like, have a passion. Yeah, the president of PETA makes like $30,000.
They have a passion. Yeah,
like it's an incredible passion.
Don't let Lisa see that video.
She's not that serious about it.
You have to give up chicken.
No, and first of all, she's not going to tell me what to give up. But at the same time, she's also been very supportive of the fact she goes, I don't expect you to do what I do. I just do it. And the weird thing for her is, you know, because she occasionally will like even eggs.
Oh.
And for the egg whites and stuff. And she said, and sometimes, or like she hasn't had cheese for so long that when she does try, like her stomach has a hard time with it and it really? Doesn't taste the same. I'm like, see, I'm from Wisconsin. That cheese thing is never going to be an issue.
That's right.
That's not going to be a problem.
That's right.
So
if they cut you open, you bleed queso.
It's quite possible.
Yeah. It is quite possible. By the way, somebody texted us said, Becky Lynch isn't the SmackDown champ. It's Asuka. Oh. Oh.
Glad How bad got, do you feel for being corrected about
glad
that?
Glad we got that. Glad we got that. I feel horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep tonight.
Are you going to make it through the rest of the show? You're probably not.
I don't know. I don't know if I can sleep now. I can't believe that the copy was wrong. I can't. And then I read it. The nerve of me.
You sure? Are you sure it's not Alufa?
Hold on. Hold on. I'm finding it.
No, I'm just saying it because Nick corrected me.
Don't. I know he had to shush him.
Are you shushing Joel on the air, sir?
the same way you did the same crap to me when you were like,
never.
Are you sure it's not?
I would never
like,
do
are
that.
Are you kidding me?
I would never correct you on the air.
Right.
You said the name right.
Nick is never going to gong himself.
He'll
dong
well,
himself.
Yeah, he will.
He'll dong himself, but he won't gong himself.
I didn't even know what he was doing there
see?
For a second.
See what
Good
I did
job
there?
There. Good job.
There you have it.
Got it.
All right. We see Eric wants to chime in on some baseball. Yeah. And if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, we're here for you. 713-780-3776. Take your calls, your texts, and your tweets. Back with a whole lot more. It's the usual suspects right here on those two stations.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back in the final hour of the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5 SportsMap 94.1. We appreciate you taking us along for the ride. As I forgot and failed to mention to start the third hour, basically it was your fault. But if you missed any of the first 2 hours of the show, what we always suggest that you do is go to ESPN975.com, click on the show tab, catch up on the hours that you missed. And while you're there on the exact same website, you can also download the app. Therefore, take us anywhere, everywhere, and never miss another moment of The Usual Suspects.
Also, want to give a shout out to Fred Fowler. He got his book, Jesus Just Left Chicago, up now. You can go to, I believe it's, let me see. I got to find the link for it. But you can get, it's ready for audio. The physical book, the printed book will be out soon. But shout out to him, man. That's been a long journey for him. Very happy that he was able to get that done. And shout out
he's been
to the,
working really hard on
he
it.
He has, man. And that's a labor of love and passion. But there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that goes into something like that. And I can't even imagine the elation that he must have just getting it released. So I'm happy for him and everybody that put in work. Jermaine Every was a contributor on that. He did some
David
voice
Nuno,
work. David Nuno,
AJ.
Holly, AJ, Cody Stutz
put the whole thing together.
Yeah, the main producer. So shout out to the whole Gal Media crew for making that happen and to Fred for having the vision to do that and get it released.
Did we wish Fred Fowler a happy birthday? Wasn't
we did not. We failed. I texted him.
I did too, yeah.
Wow, you're a dick. So,
well, we knew that.
Yeah.
Happy 90th, Fred Fowler.
Wow. You made him so young.
That's
he's
worse than
the building right
At least
now.
Fred knew I was messing with him there.
I just met his son. He's in. He and his son are in the building already.
Nice.
So. All right, cool.
In the building.
No, but shout out to Fred Fowler because I know he's been working hard on the audio books.
For sure.
Yep, very cool thing. All right, Eric, you want to get in here and talk a little baseball. What's up?
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas. I want to say I'm back home for the holidays. It's nice to hear a real sports talk show like y'all.
Merry Christmas, man.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
I just have a quick question. I know Dallas Keuchel has been out there for a while. Do y'all see any teams throwing anything at him, any money at him, or what's the chance of him coming back to the Astros?
I mean, the last offer I had heard was during the winter meetings. They had thought that the Braves had significant interest in the 20 mil for 5 years. 5 years on 100 mil was the numbers being thrown around. And since the winter meetings concluded, I haven't heard a single thing.
I feel like Scott Boras is probably asking too much for him
based on
what he's done. Yeah. The last one that I saw was the Padres had interest in signing Dallas Keuchel. But again, the price tag, especially for that team, price tag is just too high. So I think what you're seeing is that his agent and him probably have unrealistic expectations. He wants 1A money. Like, he wants Justin Verlander and Chris Sale money. And he's just not, he hasn't been as consistent as those guys. So he's not, you're not going to get that if you've been up and down. Yeah, you've won a Cy Young, but guess what? Boston had a Cy Young winner that's not been the same since either. And he's not going to get that kind of money. So I think what's hurting him is twofold. One, he's priced himself out of the market. And just the fact that over his career, the last couple of years, he's been wildly inconsistent
when
it comes to performance on the field.
We talked about it the other day. Think about how many bad first innings he had.
Yeah.
When we talk about a guy that was trying to be a slump buster, a guy that got you back on the winning track and you knew you could rely on him every time he hit the bump with the ball. It wasn't Dallas Keuchel like it was when he won the Cy Young, to your point. And he's a pinpoint control guy that lost some of his control. So we'll see who maybe someone will overpay. I know Ken Rosenthal was big on if you really want to be team overspend like the Phillies, then you better get ready to overspend and start with Manny Machado when they get him in, because the Yankees were going to be in the middle of that sweepstakes as well. But right now, you look at it, the two guys that everybody talked about heading into this that were going to be $400 million men with Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, they're going to be lucky to get in the 300-plus range. It looks like the price tags keep coming down.
It's possible. I still think that Harper might get close. I mean, I don't know. I think both guys might get close.
Harper really had a down year last year, but obviously the talent's there.
And they're so young.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you're right, the talent. I mean, those are guys that don't come around very often. So I think that what you might be seeing is them letting the bidding take its course and raise the number, because they got to find the teams that are willing to play and willing to bid, and then that number will, I imagine. You might be right. It may not be $400 million, but I think they'll be close.
And here's the thing. Again, because of their representation, and Boras and other guys are going to try and maximize for their players, but the fact is you got to learn something, and Rockets fans know exactly what I'm talking about making a deal for a couple two years too long.
Yeah.
Because if you look at that Chris Paul deal,
if
that Chris Paul deal was 2, maybe 3, you'd have been okay with it. That fourth year that he got for over 40 mil is going to absolutely strangulate the organization that year and going forward.
And that might be what's scaring people away from Dallas Keuchel, because he's 30.
And he wants a five-year deal.
You're going to talk about a guy that's going into his 35th year and he hasn't been the same since 2015. You gotta worry. I mean, dude, he was 20-8 in 2015. Since then, he's gone 9-12, 14-5, 12-11. Up and down, up and down. You don't know what you're going to get from him. You're not investing ace money in a guy like that.
And I got another example for you. If you look at Zach Greinke, when he was with the Dodgers, was one of the top three pitchers in baseball. Everybody wanted him, had to have him. Arizona pulled the coup off and got him to go and play in Phoenix. And guess what? Now, who's Arizona trying to get rid of as quick as they can? Zach Greinke. Why? 3 years and 105 million plus left on that deal.
Yeah.
They're going to have to eat some of that to try and get him out of town and have someone else want to pick up the rest of that. And he's diminished in terms of his skills. So you don't want to get caught in that situation. Be careful what you wish for, because you may land one of those two big names, but what it might cost you down the road is more than you're thinking about right now.
But I'll say this. If the Astros made the push and were somehow able to trade for Zach Greinke, I think he's an upgrade over Dallas Keuchel.
Oh, I agree with that. I agree with that.
I think he's better than Dallas Keuchel.
But there's a big difference between being an ace and being a better pitcher than Dallas Keuchel.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a great point. And don't forget, too, Dallas Keuchel might be struggling, because when you think about value, if he's wanting that five-year deal and the money that they're demanding, think about this. You had Eovaldi out there. You had Charlie Morton out there. Those are guys that actually have better value in their contracts that they're asking for, that probably pitch close to as good as Dallas Keuchel will give you, based on if you looked at the mean average over the last 4 years. So it's better value. It's smart money.
And don't kid yourself on how much velocity.
Or even Hap. I mean, it's smart money to go after guys like that as opposed to a Dallas Keuchel.
And think about how much velocity means something, too. And Dallas doesn't throw overpoweringly hard, right?
Right.
And some of the guys, you look at how Charlie Morton's miles per hour went up. And so you know that, sure, there's questions about his shoulder, but here's a guy that was throwing over 95 as a starter.
Yeah.
And it kept going up.
But I tell you what, teams like Colorado, teams like the Rangers, where you if you got a ground ball pitcher in your park, they have more value because mm-hmm. fly ball pitchers scare the hell out of you in Denver.
Sure.
Fly ball pitchers will scare the hell out of you up there at Arlington Stadium. But if you can get a ground ball pitcher, that maybe has a little extra value for you because you know, for the most part, he's going to keep the ball on the ground, and you don't have to worry as much about the big home run ball.
But think about the fact that he wants 20-plus.
Right.
And what usually the guys you mentioned,
right.
Morton, Uvalde, and all those guys, they were all under 20 a year.
Yep.
So he's asking for more than guys that are bringing more to the table in terms of velocity value. And numbers and value. Yeah, right. So, all right, there you go. A little more baseball. We got 30 minutes to go on the big show. We're going to step away for a quick second, come back, and take you strong till the top of the hour at 4 o'clock. Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz, they'll take you home till 7. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. Is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the Usual Suspects. As Nick just reminded us in the break, make sure you have your dog or cat spayed or neutered.
Oh, boy. I thought you were about to do it to him.
Best advice we can give you for the holidays, because we covered pet talk early in the show and have continued to cover quite a bit of sports and other things in between as we have rolled through a strong Thursday on our way to the holiday party tomorrow. A
couple of catch-up things. Not catch-up.
I see what you did there, Hunt Hines.
All right.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Tongue Dart Chris had a good point. He said, I'm sorry, but anyone that had a 6 ERA in the first inning doesn't deserve 20 mil. Would agree with that. Somebody said, look at the Albert Pujols contract. Look how much they're paying for a DH that can't even run.
Yep.
And Mr. Positivity on Twitter said, look, I can in fact say that you last longer as a vegan. I was a vegan for 6 months. No, that's great. That's great. But my point is, I don't care. Like, look, you're going to get what you get. And if I had to change my diet, I'm out.
Are you holding out for you? Or are you holding out for her?
Plus, there's options now, right? Look, they got the blue pill. They got all kinds of
things. I'm saying, are you holding out so that she has multiples?
Does the blue pill help you last longer, or does it just give you the erection?
That's a good question.
I don't think it helps you last longer.
I have no idea, but I'll tell
you
this.
You're the only one that was sponsored by one of those companies, so.
Yeah.
I wasn't sponsored by one of those companies. I was sponsored by a clinic that did something else.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Which I was very clear to point out that I did not personally do.
We can ask John Granato.
Now, there's a guy that's been sponsored by multiple.
John will know.
Of those.
Because I don't know how that works. Does it just give you an erection? Now, there's a difference between the erection lasting longer and you lasting longer.
Right. That's why it's a good question.
By the way, earmuffs, if you got kids, it's too late.
You're a little late for that.
You should know better.
It's a disclaimer. That happens before.
You should know better by now. Also, somebody texted the show and said, are you guys going to be covering the XFL?
Nope.
I don't think that'll be a topic.
I'm going to be a beat writer for the Houston team.
Might be the only team in town we can get a credential.
I'm going to be a beat writer for the Houston team.
That's probably.
I'm going to cover the team.
Did you hear what he said?
What?
He said, pretty sure that's the only team we'll be able to get a credential for.
Dang, shots fired.
I tell you what, I probably would cover them more than the Texans just because they would give you one.
Except for my dear friend Tracy, because I make sure that I have rock
Yeah. Shut your mouth. Hey, guys, I'm wondering if you can give me a shout-out or give a shout-out to my brother-in-law, Eric Peavy, head coach of Beaumont Westbrook football. They're in the 6A Division II State Championship Saturday at Jerry's World. No. Just kidding. We just did. Congrats.
Shout-out to North Shore. North Shore, another local school going up to Jerry World to compete for a state title.
Congrats to Eric and everybody else. Yep. And please don't start sending 1,000 shout-outs.
Shout-out to the 409. I love
the 409. Is it Marshall, the other team from Houston that's going? That had the kid that was killed right before the playoffs started, and great story that they're all playing for him, and they're also going up there to Jerry World. So a lot of local teams being well represented in the state football championship.
Oh, dude, that guy
weekend.
Got killed by his uncle, the Marshall kid.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Jeez, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's a pretty sad story. Lisa had covered it, her station covered it too. But you know, Tyron Matthew talked to the team yesterday to give him a pep talk. A lot of people have reached out and said, you know, they're supporting and pulling for them as they've taken it all the way to this far. It'd be great to see them finish the deal.
Right. Trust and Wait said, wait, Barry, we can have pet talk, but we can't have lawn talk? WTF.
We don't do it every day.
Exactly.
Nick, we don't
do
it every day.
We do. We do talk. We talk about your dogs
and
their problems.
You bring them up.
Damn
near
every
day. That is
completely false. And if it's not your dogs, it's his dog that always barks. It's constant.
No, we talk about his dog and peanut butter. We talk about my dog occasionally, but that is not true. Not every day. Your damn lawn talk seeps into this show every day.
You want me to tell you the difference?
No.
Let me tell you the difference.
I don't want you to, so let's move on.
Well, I'm going to tell you anyways. The difference is that the people request
Nick
lawn talk. No one asks you to
talk
about your dogs.
He says we talk about dogs every day. That's false.
I don't.
He does.
I do not.
Not somebody, every day, no, but he does talk about it the most.
Trust and Wait says, so we can talk pets, but we can't talk lawns, WTF. And I said, exactly. You talk about your dogs every day. He said, no, I don't. You do.
I don't.
And the difference is people ask for lawn talk. No one asks for dog talk.
Well,
nobody asks for that.
I mean, I'm not even going to debate whether or not he talks every day, but I'd still rather have dog talk than lawn talk.
Well, yeah, because you have a dog.
Yeah.
And you're dumb, too.
Because it's more interesting. Dogs are cooler than grass. Yeah. Sorry.
Where does your dog poop and pee?
In the grass.
Oh.
Why does that make grass
cooler,
though?
What difference is that?
Because if you had dirt, and there would just be dirt and poop in
as
your yard.
As we know, Nick is strategic, he makes sure his dog poops and pees in other people's grass.
We got Keith on the line who can spread some knowledge on the injections and stuff. The blue pill.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keith?
Hello. This is not really about the blue pill, but I'm a heart patient, and most heart patients develop pulmonary atrial hypertension, and so most cardiologists prescribe either a drug called Revadia that has the same ingredient as Viagra, or they prescribe Adcirca, which has the same ingredient as Cialis. So, in my experience, because I've been on both, the Adcirca, the Cialis, lasts longer than the Viagra.
Okay. Appreciate the call, Keith.
Keith telling you how to do it harder, faster, stronger, longer.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I feel like that was somebody that I know calling in and messing with us.
Really?
I really feel like
You know what I did on off the air?
What?
I said, if you don't mind me asking.
Uh-huh.
How old are you? Didn't hesitate. 49. Oh. Didn't even hesitate.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't get upset or anything.
Did you preface it?
Yeah.
Did you? Yeah. Yeah.
That fuck.
Andy Cust. He just hit himself in the tooth.
Oh, that hurt.
With the microphone.
Oh, that hurt.
We heard it on the air.
Oh, my God. If you guys heard that.
Sounded like a Little League base hit.
Well, the app people might have heard.
It sounded like a base hit in the Little League World Series.
It sounded like, no, it didn't sound like that either.
The mic hitting his tooth.
It sounded like, hold on.
Do it again. Just
with,
do it.
With metal.
Yeah. And then he was like, oh, and then he.
I really thought I cut myself.
Then he comes back and he says.
That was
the
same.
With the one I was speaking of.
That was crazy. No, I'm not going to lie. That sounded a bit like our guy, Billy D. Washington.
You think so? I don't.
A little bit. If you played it back, I bet you if you listened, if you played it back, yeah. I'm not saying suggesting that wasn't Keith,
so
but for a
you're
second.
You're suggesting that Billy D was trying to hide who he really was?
No,
to
I think
tell
he was trolling
his,
us.
Oh.
I thought he would troll us. Okay. But then it turned out to be a real call, it sounded like. So I don't think it was him. But at first, I was like, this is Billy
Has
trolling
Billy
us.
D trolled us before?
No, but I think he's back from the ships, so either today or tomorrow. So it might be possible that he would.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's allowed to.
Yeah, he's totally allowed to troll
he's
us.
He's a great dude.
Not anyone else.
Well, that just opened the door for about 85 people that are going to try it. Because once you text say line. No, they're going to say yes. Yeah, they're going to be all over it now.
But I'm over the text line, so I'm not worried about it.
January 1, new leaf for Nick. Turning it over.
No, it starts now.
Oh.
It starts now. You can read any bad text or negative text towards Nick. It wouldn't even bother me.
Really?
Yeah. Anyone you want.
Let me go back. Let me go
anyone you want.
Let me talking about won't himself in the third me. Person. Do you hear that?
About Nick, yeah. All right. Nick Ricky Henderson.
Yeah, exactly. Nick ain't going to worry about the text no more. Nick's beyond that.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Talk about Nick all you want.
I'm a matured professional broadcaster.
All right. Wow. Well, you guys heard it. Text your true feelings about Nick, and I will read them all for the rest of the show.
Won't even bother me.
Text exactly won't what you think me. About him and his chipped tooth.
No, it's intact. It's intact. It's intact. I got a strong-ass tooth.
That's so funny, dude.
Strong,
I was like, did he just hit himself in the
strong
face?
Ass tooth.
Yeah, I work my teeth out.
Yeah.
I do a lot of teeth
hey, bro,
exercises.
Don't mess with me. I got a strong
enamel
ass tooth.
Exercises.
Somebody's texting and said, personally, I would prefer kitties and lawn talk. So I told you guys, I'm just a man of the people.
You guys made that text, though.
One guys, person no, agrees with you. Kitties and lawn talk. Two of your passionate pastimes.
Neither one of them are a passion.
You've got a cat.
Just in my life, okay? They're not passions.
Your lawn is your passion.
No.
It's not a passion. He just has to do it because he doesn't want to pay a lawn.
But you enjoy doing it. You've said you enjoy doing it.
No, the only thing I enjoy is the time alone.
Wearing the hat.
No. The time alone is the only thing. I don't enjoy weed eating for 6 straight hours. Of course I don't.
You like getting in the ditch and whacking your weed.
I see what you're doing, and it's just not...
Wait, this from the guy the other day that had I way too much fun on the similar...
I did nothing of the sort. With Dwight Howard?
Mm-hmm.
I did nothing of the sort.
Oh, you were an absolute child during that segment.
Had,
no!
Absolute everybody child. Noticed how much... You had way too much fun with the
by
Dwight
the way,
Howard story.
His ball handling skills are vastly underrated.
Everybody thought he was coming to Houston yet last night, but he stayed in Atlanta.
Well, you should.
Well, he's trying to win a championship.
Sure he is. In which way? On the internet?
Nick picks the best music. No, that's not the kind of text we want, people.
See?
Yeah. Well, L.U. Dillon, I'm sure, is already bruising his fingers at the keyboard.
Covering the XFL, Barry can barely cover the sports they talk about now.
Oh, you
I thought the shots were supposed to be fired at
say,
me.
It's supposed to be a
what
Nick,
happened?
Not Barry.
Well, and it says just playing, but I think what they meant is maybe because I don't get credentialed to anything.
Oh, okay.
They better not be doubting my knowledge. Please. We all know I'm the smart one on this show.
See?
I have to be the smart one and the funny one and the handsome one.
I am the smartest man alive!
The burden I carry. Boy.
Speaking of carry, you looking for more carry in your golf swing? Well, I'm telling you right now, PXG golf clubs are the hottest new golf club on the market today. It's going to have you with the ball flight higher, the distance farther, softer feel, and a more forgiving face on these clubs. The best clubs you will put in your golf bag, bar none. And everybody is getting on board to let you know just how good they are. From the people that write about golf for a living that say, these are absolutely remarkable, the best clubs out there. The tour pros describe them as undeniably the best and the real deal, and customers call them insanely good and living up to the hype that everybody puts on PXG. On top of that, PXG clubs have won on every major tour around the globe and even a college national championship. They took some of the best club designers and minds that design golf clubs and came all together under the label of PXG, and they are now putting out golf clubs that cannot be beat. If you want to try out these golf clubs and you want to lower your scores and enjoy golf more, what are you waiting for? You can step up your game and enjoy golf by hitting PXG golf clubs. Start by getting fitted at the Club of Carlton Woods right here in the Woodlands. All you got to do is call 844-PLAY-PXG, 844-PLAY-PXG, or you can visit their website at pxg.com to book your custom fitting. PXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the big show on a Thursday as we appreciate you having us along for the ride as Nick buffs his microphone in the production studio after a vicious collision with his grill. Barry is here. Hopefully he'll be here tomorrow. Are you feeling any better?
Not really.
You took a turn for the worst here about two segments in.
I did. I thought I was feeling good, and then it just...
I don't want to give it a free plug.
Maybe I'm just sick of you guys.
I've already recommended
it. Oh, that's right. You did. Yeah.
Maybe I'm just sick of you guys.
Maybe.
That could be it.
At least then we'll be even.
Somebody texted and said, Nick is the man.
I appreciate
There's
that.
More to it.
That's not what I expected you to read.
No. Nope. Yeah. Nick is fat. Even tried to eat the mic. That's from H-Town Blue. Nick is funnier than both of you lames.
Oh, that's not nice.
That Kiss my
nice
ass.
That's not all, nice. Right? That guy sucks.
Yep.
Long talk vote from the 337. Preach on, Barry. Y'all could suck it. Nick's head is bigger than his entire body.
Not true.
I mean, I don't know if I'll disagree with that, but.
You kind of do look like a parade float.
You know what? I hope you really do get sick tomorrow.
Okay, well, I'm already there, so. Am I to assume Nick will be dressed as Santa tomorrow? You know, Saint Nick. Andy's fat. That's from L.U. Dillon.
I thought the first one was from L.U.
Yeah, I did too.
Am I to assume that Palillo will be an elf for tomorrow?
Let's see.
L.U. Dillon. It's not very nice, guys. This is all supposed to be about Nick. All right.
Way to go, Barry. Make it weird, as you would say.
Did I make it weird?
He made it weird. Getting other people involved in this. You know, Palillo will come out fighting tomorrow because normally when there's a listener party, there's a fight.
People are like, keep it up, Nick. You do a great job on covering the Rockets and the work you do on Palillo's show and the suspects and blah, 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 whatever.
You asked for it.
Whatever.
Jeez. I feel like he's filtering out the bad ones. He's only like...
Hey, no, I'm reading. You guys are lucky to have Nick. Oh, my God. This sucks so bad.
Now, way to go, Barry. Nice job.
I'm just disabling the text line.
Way to completely take us from a high level to just poop.
Yeah. I agree.
Well done.
Oh, you, Dylan, you can... Yeah, I'm not reading 8,000 of your texts. That's too many. I read two. That's a lot.
Dude.
His face, though, when he said it.
Where was I? Oh, did you see the big hubbub about Carrie Underwood's song? You guys know I've come out and said that I hated that song, the new Sunday Night. Actually, I hated both.
I'm not a fan of either one.
Because the way she walks is like, that's a little over the top. But apparently some blogger or some chick that works for Sports Illustrated came out and said, her name is Jessica Smetana.
Oh, I did see that, yep.
She said, I love that NBC has been reading everyone's Collinsworth slide tweets because it means they've also been reading all the tweets about how much we hate the new Carrie Underwood song. Right? Which, fair criticism. I think most people don't like it. But then Carrie Underwood saw it because whatever reason and responded, like quote tweeted it and said, hey, I know my music isn't for everyone, but I love what I do and I love being a part of Sunday Night Football on NBC. I am one lucky lady. I also love women who build up other women, just saying, and then did a thumbs up emoji. So she took the high road, which is typically... not something we would do here on The Usual Suspects, to be sure. She took the high road, and then the girl comes back and was like, oh, no, I was just saying, I don't like this song. I like the old one you did. I don't like the new one. And then she started getting a bunch of hate tweets. Like, people
Carrie
were calling
or the
Jessica
no, the
Smetana.
The writer or producer for
People were, like, tweeting her and saying things like, calling her the C word, and said she looked like a buck-toothed donkey. And then this one lady was like, you're an ugly piece of crap. And then when you look at that lady's profile, she looked like an ugly piece of crap. It was like, why are you throwing stones? You're ugly, too.
But remember this with Nick, when you, what's the group of your people that follow Taylor Swift? There's a name for them. Like the Swifties or something like that. You got to be careful these days. These big name performers, their followers, they're not just loyal.
Well, we just learned that with Nick on the text line.
They go over the top. There's a name for the Taylor Swift fan base.
Is there?
Yeah. And I'm not sure what it is.
Weirdos.
So if you got the underground on the Underwood or whatever, but I'm telling you, they went hard at this chick from Sports Illustrated.
Yeah,
big
they did.
Time.
They were mean, and then she
they
was
were,
like,
and then there was a certain population of the people that got pissed off that she didn't stay firm and say, no, I really do. I hate the song, blah, blah, blah. Instead, when she started backtracking, then she had both the people that originally supported her pissed off that she didn't keep pushing that she didn't like the songs. And she had Carrie Underwood's people just coming at her 100 miles an hour.
I don't understand where, okay, so like if you're going to be critical of something, and she was, you expect a certain amount of backlash. But like people that come out and just defend Carrie Underwood, just, and then not only do they defend it, but her whole point, and this is all the people that were attacking her, by the way, were women. All of the people that came out in Carrie Underwood's defense and started calling her the C word and saying how ugly she was and she was a piece of crap and that she sucks and she probably had to sleep with men to get her job. Wasn't the whole point of Carrie Underwood's tweet that women should support women and prop them up, not tear them down? You're like completely going against your evil overlord, Carrie Underwood, by doing that. It makes no sense. It's weird. But I was just like, boy, it makes me, when I see stuff like that, I'm like, whoa, I got to be careful on Twitter.
I think the same thing, man.
I say things like, all the time.
That's why I've been trying to take it down a notch.
On Twitter. I don't care. What are they going to do? They're going to tweet mean things to you? Okay. Hi, that's called every day at work for us.
Yeah.
You can't upset me on Twitter with some, and you DM me so no one else sees it. I'll just talk about your mama. I mean, I'll just like, whatever.
No. Did you know, so the Taylor Swift fans are called Swifties.
Yeah, Pink Valkyrie confirmed that.
Okay. Yes.
The Katy Perry fans are called Katy Cats. Did not know that one. Nicki Minaj fans are called Barbies with no... the Ariana Grande fan club is called Arianators.
Didn't know that.
That's probably the worst nickname of all the fan bases.
Isn't the Lady Gaga's called the Freaks or something like that? Monsters. They're little monsters.
Yep.
Look, you were laughing. It's true.
I know. I thought you were like being. I thought no, you were just being sarcastic. Like
little monsters. It's
Demi
weird.
Lovato's are the Lovatics.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Selena Gomez are the Selenators. Well, that was original. Every group now, their fans have a name. I didn't know Adele fans were called Daydreamers.
What?
Yeah.
What would yours be?
And of course, Beyonce fans are Beehives.
Would yours Blankers.
Be Blankheads.
I've heard them all.
All right. It'd be the Blankheads? No?
I don't know.
What would Knicks be? Chubby Chase.
Suck my Knicks.
Wow.
Wow.
That
scared me, dude. I thought you really...
I figured it would.
I was just going to say the Chubby Chasers, but no, apparently not. I don't know what.
Nick in the Box?
No. No. I don't know.
At least for the show. Be?
Geniuses.
No.
The geniuses.
Mm-mm.
The smart ones for following me.
Dingleberries.
That's pretty good. I like that, actually. My dingleberries
out
there.
The fact that Carly Rae Jepsen even has a fan club, and called Jepsies.
What?
Jepsies.
See, that's just like they're just making like whatever fits, whatever works. It's like in baseball, they do that same thing. Your nickname is just whatever your name is with an E at the end.
Yeah. Drake fans are called Team Drizzy.
Okay, that I kind of see. I guess. I guess.
Camila Cabello. Is that right, Nick?
Who?
She is fine.
She is hot. Camila Cabello.
Isn't she from the Pussycat Dolls?
I don't know what kind of whatever you're looking at, but yeah. she's a solo artist now. And her fan club is called Camilizers.
See, this is just ridiculous.
She's super hot, too.
She really is pretty.
She's
pretty.
Big fan.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Oh, I thought you were about to say big something else. But you're a big fan. Okay.
I'm a big fan.
I'll have to look her up on Instagrams.
Who knew, Barry, that your fan base was exactly called the exact same thing as Green Day?
What?
Idiots.
That's my fan base, the idiots?
Yeah.
I can see that. I mean, I think that's my bio.
No, Dingleberries is definitely.
I think my bio on like Facebook and Instagram or somewhere else, I just have that I'm an idiot. So
Green Day's fan base is called the Idiots.
Okay.
Didn't know that.
Right. Love Green Day.
Yeah, they're good.
Boy, all the text rolled into one. Sorry, folks. Show's over.
Oh, there was one that I forget. The Justin Bieber fan club are Beliebers.
Oh, God. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
That's stupid. So,
you guys are suspects, and we appreciate you.
And we
you.
Do.
So, with that show. Being said, if you're a suspect and you want to have some fun tomorrow, come on out and see us at the Big Christmas Party Shindigs. It starts at 7 a.m. at Klein's Fine Jewelers on Westheimer, and then it goes up the road at about 11 o'clock for the Charlie Palillo Show, all the way through us and the Blitz at Nick's Place off of Rocky Ridge in Westheimer. But it's all-day festivities, going to be food, beverage, and fun had by all, and expect all of us to be there, so you should be too. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. You guys have yourself a great evening, everybody, and we will see you tomorrow at the Christmas party. The Blitz is next.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5. For the first